This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. Grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Fontana is the next stop for the next gen from a NASCAR fan's view. For the first time in 2 years, NASCAR Cup Series takes on the old Auto Club Speedway in California. Even though the track is old and a track the drivers like to race on, it has its own set of problems. Problems they've tried to fix, or at least make better. They haven't quite gotten there yet, though. This first trip back in a while with the next-gen car hasn't made things any easier. First, NASCAR only gave the Cup teams a 15-minute practice time, and then there was qualifying on the same day. Judging from what I've seen from that fiasco, it looks to me as though the teams are going to struggle a bit, at least when they put all of the cars on the track at the same time. You might be wondering why I titled this the way I did. To tell the truth, and I think it's been pretty obvious, I just haven't been too impressed with the next-gen car, whether at LA or Daytona, and now, Auto Club Speedway at Fontana. One thing that amazes this fan is how many problems they're having, or maybe I should say finding, with a car they've been working on for over 2 years. Is there anything wrong with introducing a completely new car into the competition? No, of course not. Is there anything wrong with giving the drivers a challenge they haven't experienced ever? Again, no, of course not. Taking a quick look back at the race last weekend at Daytona, it just wasn't as good as this fan thought it should or could be. In fact, I thought and still do think they have basically managed to kill Super Speedway racing. I'm sure that will gain some disagreement from all corners, and everyone has a right to their own opinion. For one thing, at least from my view, the only thing basically the same with Super Speedway racing in the next-gen car is the remaining existence of the big one. I know it sounds like I'm complaining, but I'm really not. I prefer to call it whining. After coming off a year like 2021 and the type of racing at all the tracks they visited, I'm just completely underwhelmed. This has nothing to do with Ford, Chevy, or Toyota. This has everything to do with the introduction of the next-gen car and my opinion of it. I still believe what I mentioned before. I believe NASCAR has managed to attain the parity they've always intended, and they've done it with this new car, and in the process, killed the competitive racing they had with the old car. Even the drivers aren't all that happy with it, and in my opinion, they do their best not to complain too much and tick off NASCAR. Yeah, I know I'm treading in dangerous territory, and there will be many that disagree with my assessment of the next-gen car. I know it may not be considered as appropriate or completely true, but it is the way I see it, and I'm not really willing to give up that viewpoint at the present time. I'm sure some will say that I just don't like change, and there is nothing further from the truth. What I like is change for the better, and with the next-gen car, that remains to be seen, and maybe, just maybe, it will happen in the not-too-distant future. I guess we'll see about that, and we'll see if and how NASCAR may reevaluate this new car. Now, getting back to Fontana and the Auto Club Speedway, judging only from what I observed in the practices and qualifying, this could be another race with carnage like we usually only see at Super Speedways. Turns 3 and 4 seemed to be the place many had difficulties in. So many had problems in those corners, running as single cars. I can't help but wonder what it will be like when they go into those turns 2 or 3 wide. I think this will be the place where the worst could happen. And since this is the entry to the front straight and the finish line, it could be where the race is won or lost, and not because of driver error. If you listen closely to the drivers and crew chiefs, you'll find they admit this car is a real challenge and difficult to drive. You will also hear them say these are the cards they've been dealt and they will deal with it as they always do. So far, they're dealing with it, but I'm not so sure they're happy about the progress so far. From this fan's view, I know there are many things about the next-gen car that are good. I also know it is a major transition in technology and engineering for NASCAR. I'm willing to be patient and take a wait-and-see attitude over the next several races. My biggest question for any and all with an opinion is this. Is the next-gen car the best car for NASCAR stock car racing and its future? Or is there something more conducive to the type racing stock car racing is all about? I don't know about you, but I'm anxious to find out. Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view. And I'll see you next time, right here, at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.